Wisconsin Democracy Campaign Director Matt Rothschild says the group has a monthly posting called Influence Peddler of the Month, and for December named the Tavern League of Wisconsin. Rothschild says the trade and lobbying group has generated more than $2 million over the past 10 years to influence legislation it favors in Madison. There is a recent proposal to lower the drinking age to 19.
I believe it'll be pushing that. I don't know if it's registered formally on it, but certainly the people in the legislature who are closely aligned with the Tavern League, including Representative Rob Swearingen, who used to be the president of the Tavern League, himself a restaurant owner, are behind this bill.
When the bill was introduced by Swearingen and two other legislators in early November, Swearingen said one reason was to put younger drinkers in regulated establishments.
There are plenty of underage drinkers going on, minors drinking. And the goal here is to get these kids out of the cornfields and out of the gravel pits and out of somebody's basement and actually get into a supervised setting where, you know, if they should get overserved, they can get a safe ride home or what have you. So this bill hinges on not losing federal highway funds.
The federal government will likely yank road funding if a state's drinking age is under 21. Rothschild says Swearingen has previously received about $12,000 from the Tavern League conduit that is used to support candidates. The Wisconsin Democracy Campaign says the league also supports measures to use ignition interlocks, expand safe ride programs, increase drunken driving penalties for multiple offenses, and repeal the personal property tax. Ken Crawl, WXPR News.